Every week we catch up with Upper Hunter Shire Council, and this morning General Manager Greg McDonald joins me. Greg, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jessica. I'm going well, thanks.
Now, today is the last day to put your feedback in on the Scone CBD revitalisation plans.
That's correct. We've had a number of people make submissions already, over 69 or 70, I think, at the last count. People have taken the effort to actually put on paper their thoughts on the three design proposals that we're seeking comments on. We've had over 200 people drop in at the drop-in sessions that we've been running for the last 4 weeks. So there's been a lot of interest in that. But today's the last day, so we really need to wrap up the commentary now so that we can then put the report to council later in March.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's great to see that people have been getting in and getting involved and giving their feedback, and great to see that it's actually happening there and not, you know, on social media like it tends to.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's been a very positive community process. We've gone out with the three designs, as you know. We've been running very open community drop-in sessions, and we've been seeking the feedback on all of the designs. And obviously, as you can imagine, in a community of our size, we have different opinions on different aspects of that design. So we're asking people for the reasons for their preferences, and all of that will be considered by the council at the March council meeting.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, last week, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was in Denman to make a funding announcement that was a state federal government initiative for road safety upgrades, and the Upper Hunter Shire is benefiting from some funding out of this one.
That's right. We've been successful in getting $1.2 million for four projects in the Upper Hunter. One of those projects is on the Golden Highway at Merriwar to widen some culverts. Also some money for an intersection here in Scone on the New England Highway and Sermon Street to install a pedestrian refuge. And then on the Bunnan Road, some guardrail and some widening. So those four projects in total come to $1.2 million and is obviously much appreciated by council. It gives us an opportunity to do some works on projects that we probably wouldn't do under our own budget limitations.
That's fantastic. Now, there's a new website out that you can jump onto to compare your energy consumption and look at how sustainable you are. It's called the Climate Clever Initiative. Tell us about this one.
Yes, so there's a Climate Clever Initiative. Council's a partner with the Climate Clever organisation, and it gives us the opportunity for households within the Upper Hunter or businesses within the Upper Hunter to also jump on to have a look at how you're trending with other comparable businesses or houses and get some sustainability information, energy use and the like. So it's normally $15 per year to use that, but because council's already a partner, we're providing other people within the Shire to join that for a 50% saving.
Oh, fantastic. And it's always interesting to see where you sit when it comes to how sustainable you are and how much energy you use. I think a lot of people would actually be quite surprised.
That's right. And it gives you not only energy, but also water and waste use and ideas to reduce your consumption and costs as well. So it's a handy little tool for people to jump on and see how they're comparing to other like-sized households.
Now, at the start of March, the Free Cuppa for a Driver initiative kicked off in the Upper Hunter. It's the third or fourth year, I think, it's been rolled out. This is a fantastic one.
Yeah, it's a good little project. We've got over 100 participating businesses throughout all of New South Wales now, so quite a number of those are in the Upper Hunter. In effect, a driver will get a free cup of coffee if they call into one of these locations between March and end of May. There's a number in Scone, Murrurundi, Merriwar and Musselbrook, so they're spread out across the entire Shire. And for people travelling through the Shire, it's a great little opportunity to stop, get your free cuppa, but of course also stop and have a look around the town and, you know, maybe do a little bit of shopping or stretch your legs or something else at the same time. So as well as being a great safety program, it's also a good little program for the businesses to get people to just stop and spend a bit of time in our towns.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's great for the businesses involved, a little bit of free promotion. As you said, you know, being able to get out and stretch your legs and check out the towns is even better.
That's right, yeah. And all of those free cuppa locations are on our website, so people can go to the website and find out where they are.
Fantastic. And lastly, there is an exhibition called The Art of Aging. It's a photographic exhibition that you can go and have a look at.
Yeah, that's right. It's still running and will continue to run till Monday the 15th of March. So if people are interested, they can come into the Scone admin building. We have a number of photographs on exhibition there as part of this Art of Aging exhibition. And if people are interested in that, they can come in to the Scone admin building anytime between now and Monday the 15th of March.
Fantastic. Well, plenty going on, Greg. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jessica.